Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom mixed with a healthy dose of reality. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emotions? You know that feeling when stress, anxiety, anger, or even sadness just take over and it feels like you're losing control? Well, today we're diving deep into navigating those tricky emotional waters without letting them shipwreck your whole being. We're talking about maintaining your sense of self, your resilience, and ultimately, your peace amidst the storm. Think of it like this. Emotions are part of the human experience. They are like waves in the ocean, sometimes calm, sometimes crashing. But just because a wave is big doesn't mean you have to get swept away. We can learn to ride those waves, understand them, and even use their energy to our advantage. The key? It's all about discipline, resilience, and finding that inner strength. Today's blueprint has 5 pillars to help us build emotional resilience. Number 1. Acceptance. No. This doesn't mean just resigning yourself to feeling awful. It means acknowledging your emotions without judgment. Feeling angry? Okay, I feel angry. That's valid. But instead of letting anger control you, you acknowledge it, name it, and then start asking yourself, what's triggering this anger? How can I channel this energy constructively? Number 2. Perspective. Ever heard the saying, this too shall pass? It's a Stoic gem for a reason. When we're caught in the grip of an emotion, it feels all-consuming. But stepping back and seeing the bigger picture can help. Ask yourself, will this matter in a week, the month, the year? Often, our anxieties are magnified by our immediate experience. Number 3. Control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. Think of it like this. Life throws you curveballs, that's inevitable. But how you swing at those curveballs is entirely up to you. Focus on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, your responses. This gives you a sense of agency even in challenging situations. Number 4. Self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about nurturing your well-being. Make time for activities that bring you joy, connect with loved ones, prioritize sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body. These things help build resilience. Think of it as investing in yourself, your emotional strength. And finally, number 5. Practice. Like any skill, emotional intelligence takes practice. It's not a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're presenting a big project at work, your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and suddenly you feel that familiar wave of self-doubt crashing over you. Your mind starts playing tricks. What if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm incompetent? Sound familiar? This is where our Stoic blueprint comes in. Take a deep breath. Acknowledge the feeling. You're feeling anxious, it's okay. But instead of letting that anxiety control your presentation, use those feelings as fuel. Remind yourself, I've prepared well for this. I know my stuff. Shift your focus from the potential outcome to the act of delivering your message with confidence and clarity. Channel your nervous energy into passion and enthusiasm. Remember, even seasoned professionals experience moments of doubt. It's how we handle those moments that truly defines us. By practicing acceptance, perspective, control, self-care, and consistent practice, you can navigate those tricky emotional waters and emerge stronger on the other side. So, my friends, don't let those difficult emotions define you. Remember, you're capable of more than you think. Embrace your journey, learn from every experience, and keep building that inner strength. We're all in this together. Now go out there, conquer those waves, and make today a masterpiece. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic inspiration, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.